The recently published The Irish Franciscans in Prague, 1629 to 1786, offers a fascinating portrait of the college set up here by the order at a turbulent time in European history. As well as mapping the world of the friars, the book explores the killing of Albrecht of Waldstein by Irish soldiers acting under orders from the emperor, which led to some becoming Bohemian noblemen and supporters of the friary. It was located on what's now Hibernska or Hibernian Street, after the Latin word for Ireland. Indeed, today's Divadlo Hibernia Theatre, opposite Prague's Municipal House, was once part of the Franciscan College of the Immaculate Conception of the Virgin Mary. The book's co-author, Jan Pashez of Strahov Library, told me many people are unaware of the historical connection.
Today, a lot of people in Prague just has no idea about the origin. And when I just asked, even my friends, which are not historians, they thought that this was some family. Because after the college was abolished, first there was a theater, and then it was used for example, just during my life as something like an exhibition hall. And it was called at Hibernians or Uhibernu.
You say in the book that the Irish friars left their homeland because they were being oppressed religiously. Only when they came here to Catholic Bohemia to participate in something similar. Could you elaborate on that, please?
For Irish Franciscans, Prague was something like a great victory of the most Catholic Habsburgs. Why? Because Bohemia, the Kingdom of Bohemia on the lands of the Bohemian crown, are traditionally non-Catholic. And they started with the Reformation here 100 years earlier than in Germany and in Northern Europe and so on. So that this was something like an ancient original home of heresy. And Bohemian people were able to face any attempts to re-Catholicize their land. So 100 years and also after the Reformation, when just the local Reformation was just modified, thanks to the Lutheranism and Calvinism, etc., etc. So that's why for Irishmen, this was a great victory, because this old castle of heresy was beaten by Habsburgs. That's why they came here and they just tried to arrange it with both main persons of the time, with the local Archbishop of Prague, Cardinal Harrach, and with the Emperor in Vienna. And they both, of course, agreed with settling, because it was not so easy, I mean, administratively, because this was a Bohemian Moravian province of Franciscans. It was not Irish Franciscan.
A few years after they arrived in 1634, Irish officers in the service of the emperor murdered Albrecht of Waldstein, and this fact also had an influence on the Irish Franciscans.
Yes, the thing was that in service of Habsburgs, a great number of, I don't call them the soldiers of fortune or mercenaries, because I think that they did it just for the Catholic faith mostly, but they were very special, of course. And these soldiers that sometimes came from the Irish aristocracy, traditional Irish aristocracy, operated on the battlefields of Europe, of the 30 Years' War, and so on. And because they probably seemed to be very devoted for the Catholic thing, I expect that this was the reason why a number of them was just chosen or selected as the assassins of Waldstein. And they finally were rewarded for this. They got land property and also some money. And because they were devoted, they supported as a member of the Irish community in Habsburg monarchy. The Irish Franciscan Friary or College here.
And some of these Irish officers were later admitted to the Bohemian nobility. And I was reading people with names like Kavanagh, O'Brien, Maguire, and some of them were still here in 1918.
Yes, that's it. I don't think that they came just in the same wave. I think that they came separately or individually. some got what is called incolat and cannot be translated into English, but it's something like a citizenship for aristocracy here.
What language were they speaking, the Irish Franciscans in Prague?
German, mostly German, and Latin, of course. When teaching, they used Latin. When just communicating with people, they used German, because Bohemia was bilingual, though the majority was Czech-speaking. Also, aristocracy was especially German-speaking. What's very surprising, we, with my colleague, we never found any Irish text, either in the archives or in the books as owner's note and so on. So, but we know that just the local Irish Franciscans knew Irish. Some of them knew Irish because one of them, whose name is Walsh, later wrote a grammar, I think, or vocabulary dictionary of Irish language and so on. Some of them undoubtedly also attempted to learn Czech. In their library, they had lesson books of Czech and vocabularies, German Czech vocabularies and so on. But and don't forget that the friars, Irish Franciscan friars, lived from the alms and from donations only. They were not allowed to possess any land property, so that they had to communicate with the local people. So it was, I think, important for them.
The Franciscan friars were here for about 150 years. Was there a kind of golden age during that period?
Oh, it's a very complicated question. They came here in 1629, and this was just in the first half of the 30 Years' War. They were in a very bad position because they were very well admitted both by the emperor and the Archbishop of Prague, Cardinal Harrach. But these two men had different view on the way of recatholicization. Cardinal Harrach wanted to do just here with the local powers, while the emperor desired to use a Jesuit order as the main recatholization agent. And just Irish Franciscans were between them, so that the situation was complicated. But finally, Archbishop Harrach established a new seminary for Catholic priests, because Bohemia had been before mostly non-Catholic, some 85% were non-Catholic, so there was a lack of Catholic clergy. Irish friars, Franciscans, played a very important role in his plans, because he invited them to teach at this archbishopric seminary. Moreover, they gave lectures also in some other, for example, in Norbertinum, what was a premonstratensian home study, how it was called, college for Norbertines and so on, and also for Cistercians, etc. So the situation was, I think, complicated a bit, and moreover, there was a 30 Years' War, so that in 1631 there was a Saxonian occupation of Prague, and Irish Franciscans had to leave Prague, and they came back, and there just, well, the first superior, Patrick Fleming, was killed during this and so on. And thanks to this, what I said about the teaching at the Archbishopric Seminary, the second half of the 17th century was undoubtedly the golden age, because they were very respected. They were supported not only by the Irish nobility and soldiers, of course, but also by some prominent aristocratic families like Nostitz family, Sternberg family, etc., etc. And that time, the second half of the 17th century, was golden age because a great number of very good theologians just worked here.
To jump forward almost a century, why did these Irish friars eventually leave Prague?
Because their college was abolished or dissolved by Emperor Joseph II. He just tried to reform the Catholic Church. He wanted to make it more loyal to the state than to Vatican, so it was split with Vatican. And during these reforms, which were massive, he abolished a great number of monasteries, friaries, religious houses, which were not useful and good enough, according to his view, to exist. The political situation changed. Moreover, here in Prague, the situation was not good for Irish college. It was nothing for the local state, and just new expectations appeared also, and so on. So that in 1780s, the college was dissolved.